want to know how to find it. Seek it out when they hide it. You know it's in the bag when it's an easy grab. But come on, take a chance now. So go, 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 geocache, geocache. And if you need help, we're right there in a flash. If you got a question, just call in and ask. Uncover the stash on the Geocaching Podcast. The Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Geocaching Podcast, episode 419, recorded live on September 23rd, 2015. I'm your host, Head Hard Hat With.
Scott Burks. Steven Zadden Fidnitum. And
Times 427.
You can join our chat room and watch our live video stream, plus participate with us as we record this episode. All this and more can be found at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. Be sure to contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. And also find us on Twitter at geocachingpodcast.com/Twitter. And Facebook at geocachingpodcast.com/Facebook. This episode is sponsored by cache-advance.com for all your geocaching needs. Cache-advance.com. Go find it. I'm telling you what, though, this is starting a trend that I saw, especially this past weekend, more than other weekends. I believe we have started, gentlemen, in the era of periscoping.
Oh, yes. Wait, really quickly before we get into this.
Go for it.
Did anybody else push play on their record, or am I the
I've got it. I've got it.
I started recording as well, and I wanted to say record in the middle.
After I said my name, so. Okay.
I noticed it just when the song started. So
I push play real quick.
I hit it on mine, and it's like, okay, you know what? I'll cut in the first part of the song. That's not a big deal. That's so, what happens.
When periscoping is amazing.
Yes. But what I think what's interesting about this and being from the era of going out and actually doing YouTube videos, it is I've seen so many geocachers out there now doing Periscope.
Oh yeah.
And it's nothing more than a minute or two of, hey, check out this scenery, this is what we found. You know, little bits and pieces of experience that you go into and share with everybody. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, Corey was giving me crap the other night because I was periscoping my drive home with my kids.
Yeah. I mean, it's
it wasn't that I was giving you crap. It's that I couldn't see a feed. And then I felt bad because once I did get a feed, I realized it was your boy doing it. And I was like, oh, man, should I apologize? And so I'm glad you brought it up because, yeah, I apologize for that. I didn't realize your kid was having it. Cause
way to go, Corey.
I didn't have a feed. So I'm like, who'd want to see you driving home anyway? So then, of course, I get a feed that says driving home in the sunshine.
Hey, speaking
of that, from a guy who can't walk and periscope at the same time.
I was gonna say, I sat there, Corey, when I put out the invite for the hangout for the guys to come in whenever they want to join in. Corey hooks into it for about 2 seconds for the hangout. Were you off-roading? Because your hair was up in the air, the car's bouncing like this. And you looked like you were doing some Montana back roads.
Oh, I was pulling into my house, trying to hurry up so I could get into the show.
Wow. That was a nice fishtail, by the way. That was very nice. Good stuff.
Yeah, last weekend we were actually periscoping as hiding caches, not finding caches.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah, people seem to like it. We were actually like, hey, look at this. We're going to hide it here.
Yeah.
And like actually hiding it. Yeah.
So just for the people that don't know what Periscope is, it's an app that you can get for your iOS or your Android. And you put it on your phone. And it uses Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. Or a phone number.
You don't have to have Twitter.
Right. And you go through and you hook in and then you choose the accounts that you want to watch. So if you wanted Scott Burks, you would find Scott Burks, which would be
at Scott Burks.
At Scott Burks or Head Hard Hat. and or Corey or however.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't S.A. Infinitum, right? Is that what it is?
S.A. Infinitum. Yep.
Okay, Chad, do you do yours?
@Taz427.
There you go.
I don't think I follow you, do I, Chad?
I don't think either. I'm going to have to click onto that.
I need to follow you back, Scott.
See, this is how new it is.
Yeah.
So the idea is very simple. Cool. When somebody starts a Periscope session, you get a notification, and you click on it, and boom, you've got live voyeurism right there. Right. You can watch them.
You can watch them. They can talk to you. You can only text them or keyboard them back.
Or send hearts. That's right. Send the love.
I've pretty much only used Twitter to follow a couple of individuals in the gaming world and then to fill out extra things for contests.
Right.
But you know, now with Periscope, you know, I don't really have any followers, but now with Periscope, I will probably try to get out there and record some of these and,
well, it's cool.
And see how things go.
Just on Saturday alone, wife Amy and I were out geocaching. Somebody was out somewhere in, I think it was Arizona, like up in the mountains part of it, where they found an ammo can out in the middle of the desert somewhere. Somebody else was in kayaking off a lake somewhere. I think it was up in Canada. I mean, it's just cool to sit there for a few seconds and see live people as they're going through this stuff and to be able to share that stuff. And you could do the quick hi-bye with them, too, and text them.
I Periscope, and what's beat about this, guys, is that you can actually do a personal one. Like, I Periscope Jesse today at lunch, you know, just to say, hey, because I wanted to show her something, you know, and I could literally show her something, you know, but it was just to her.
Right.
Literally just to Jesse.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so
it is pretty neat. It is. And you know, the funny thing is, well, it's not funny, but it's kind of sad, actually, is that, like, the people who I think originated this, I got to give kudos, and I never give kudos, especially to people from freaking Britain, but like I have to give kudos to these guys because Mark and Sam were the first people to Periscope months ago. I mean, probably 6 months ago.
Was that when Sam got dropped off a bridge while they were geocaching?
No, I'm still not shocked that Sam fell off a bridge. It a lot.
The funny part is, it's just that it's comical. It's like, oh, he fell. Oh, that's too bad. But it's funny as heck. Oh, he's okay. That's good.
But yeah, they were the first ones to do it. They were. I think they really were.
Yeah, Colin French did a bunch of them too afterwards.
Before OB, or
just after he started doing stuff too. But Mark was the first to really push that out.
I don't want
to
give him credit because Lord knows he deserves it. But I got to give it to him.
Oh yeah,
you know, I think he actually originated something, which might be the first, because Lord knows he stole everything else from me at once. So.
I was going to say, you know, they copy everything.
Actually originated something.
Wow.
You know what, Mark? You deserve this one, buddy.
There you go. So, yeah, it's good stuff. It's a lot of fun. It's you know, depending on how many people you've got set up in your notification tells you how many times this goes off on a particular day. So you kind of have to trim who you want and don't want. But for the people you love watching, this is awesome. It really is. Good stuff.
You get an alert on your iPhone, and you're right. It's kind of like you would any other alert.
Right.
It literally bring, and it says, like, hey, Scott is doing a Periscope right now.
Yeah, he's live. Go.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I Periscope last week on the show.
Yeah.
Last week on the show. Live on
Stop
the show.
Stop paying attention to the road and focus on your phone, Scott. Periscope right now.
So, yeah, get into Periscope.
More important than the headlights in front of you.
Yes. So download Periscope. Get our favorite hosts here on your Periscope watch list and check us out.
My spelling. Look at my bottom third. I put it up there.
There you go.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah,
all right.
I got my Periscope up there as well.
There you go. So check us out. If you got any questions, write us, and we'll get you the right information that you need for that. Scott, how about yourself? What were you up to this week?
We had our Gonal picnic this weekend, which is, you know, the geocaches of Northern Illinois. And so I went to that and actually Periscoped a really nice puzzle cache, a really nice gadget cache. I Periscoped the whole thing. And actually someone online figured it out for us, so we signed her in. she figured out it was one of those different kind of sequence of colors and whatnot, and she said, try this, and she figured it out. We're like, all right, you get to sign in.
Boy, so, that's better than phone a friend.
I figure she was there, right? She saw the whole thing. Mm-hmm. She was there. She followed us to the cache.
Yep.
I'm gonna start taking
Periscope to all the puzzle caches. That's right.
Yeah.
Or one little sprig someplace in the middle of a median. But that's a different story.
I know, but it was a really, really, really cool puzzle cache, which unfortunately one thing about Periscope, guys, is that it's kinda like Twitter. Well, a little bit like Twitter, with like if the video is only live for 24 hours and then it's gone forever.
Right.
So unless you watch it quickly, you miss it. So unfortunately, I'd say go see it because it's really cool, but you can't because it happened last weekend, so it's no longer on Periscope.
But now keep in mind, you can archive those. You can archive them and upload them later.
I don't have that on.
Right.
It's hard drive space on your phone, I think.
Yeah, and it does share through Twitter and Facebook, too, if you click it.
Yeah, I don't do that. So it's 24 hours. It's all you need, man.
Really. I mean, for the quick hits and the cool stuff with it.
I think that's what it's for. I think that's exactly what it's for. It's not for it's not Facebook where you have a timeline kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's not a podcast. It's not a quick hit.
Or you missed it. Yeah, you missed it. So let it go. You know, move on with your life. You missed it.
Yep.
Kind of thing. Yeah, so that's what I did. So I went to the picnic and I found a couple caches. Other than that, I had the kids. So it was a quiet... a quiet weekend filled with boys and crazy and baseball.
Well, it's all part of the fun.
Yes, that's
as long as mud pies and worms were involved, it's, you got a winner.
No, that's a baseball.
Oh, okay, that too.
I had t-ball and baseball, so it was a weekend full of that.
Awesome. Mr. Corey, how about yourself? How's things in Montana?
Well, you know, it's wonderful, and I made a point to get out. Memphis Mafia challenged me. To a periscoping geocaching duel.
Woohoo!
So, watching them go out and geocache, and so I had to come up with some geocaching periscopes of my own. So, has some really interesting ones. I think I did three.
That's awesome.
And my first one that I got out there, I walked into some kids having a birthday party doing a treasure hunt at the same time, and I had one of the parents come out and call me a creeper.
Oh, very nice.
So yeah, it was nice. Yeah, you take a picture of my kid, creeper? Yeah, so I'm like, hey, yeah.
Not as much as I did of your wife.
I'm like, yeah, you know. No, I'm just looking at geocache, actually. No, I'm kidding, really. I'm like, yeah, no, you're not. I'm like, I'm out here with my son, my granddaughter, and a puppy.
Yeah. It's the puppy that did it.
I love the whole granddaughter. That's the best.
Granddaughter. Yeah, my granddaughter, you know.
Corey's actually 68 years old, guys.
Yeah, really. He looks great for his age.
He sure does. Oh, my God. Fantastic.
If it wasn't for the dentures. I think I really need to focus on finding them before I do the periscopes, because I suck at periscoping and trying to find them at the same time.
I'm trying to walk.
I see. So you're basically venturing DNFs.
Yeah. Yeah. Not. Yeah. That's it. So, the other one that I really enjoyed was I was off the road. It was down the hill, and I had the option of bushwhacking or try to find out where this trail was down below the hill. And so Memphis Mafia said to bushwhack. I did. I fell on my tarkus.
Your TARDIS?
My tarkus.
Ah.
It's like a TARDIS, but it's on my backside.
Not as blue?
Not as blue. It probably was a little bit blue by the time I got done. But, man, it just – and I went back and I looked at the video – and it was as horrible as it felt.
What were you calling those burrs?
Yeah, I had burrs. And nettles and yeah.
So were you actually in stinging nettles then?
No, they weren't stinging, but they were
more like still snapping.
I mean,
okay.
the next morning, I looked at my pants because I was, you know, taking, you know, emptying out my pockets, and the whole backside was still covered with them. And so it was just, it was insane. I had like a whole bunch of them just stuck all over to me, and it, so it was. I mean, I found the cash,
right?
So, but it was a horrible tumble, and I mean, I had my tablet that I was using as a GPS in one hand. I had my phone that I was periscoping in the other. And so I didn't have nothing to really, you know.
Oh, come on. That's what they mean.
Looked like he was tumbling down the hill. You couldn't really tell. It was just like flipping around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great.
You got the makings of a good comedy there. I'm just saying.
And so, yeah, I figured that either I could really turn this into a good comedy, or maybe find a couple of caches and turn it into something nice. But who knows what it's going to do?
Wow, that'll be cool.
I'm starting off really well, though. I mean, I might have the police doing as much as Scott Burks does with the whole creeper thing.
Well, that's all part of the fun, I guess. Mr. Taz, how about yourself? You've been busy being the noob in California.
Went out and did my first event here, which happened to be a geo rally, which is basically it's a challenge where they set out a bunch of new caches and you run around. And this one is in Yolo County. Sorry, I'm new to the area. So, it's the third annual Yolo County geo rally event. And there were about 20 teams all together, basically they publish. They weren't published on geocaching.com initially. A lot of them got published afterwards, but they give you a GPX file and give you some time to load up your GPS units and kind of did a map of the area and try to do a route. On there had the route asked the new guy to the area to route to be the navigator and tell you where to go. I'm gonna drive you through all the pinch points, of course. But you know, there were awesome freaking caches and all kinds of different caches. I mean, there were a bunch of traditionals. There's puzzles, multis, letterbox hybrid, a where I go, an earth cache, a Sito. And some photo ops, which would have been virtuals. Those, of course, did not get published. But these were some of the best cache containers that I've seen. I mean, I've seen some really, really high-end ones, and it's not common to see those. But all these were high-end. It would be like going to a trail of West Virginia Thames.
Oh, really?
Type caches. And that's how good these caches were. So, and they're doing it every year, and they're putting out probably about 30 or so new caches every year, plus another 15 or so photo op caches, which don't get turned into real caches. But afterwards, you get to log the caches as well. So 6 hours running around like crazy, and we came in fifth place, so you know we did respectable.
That sounds great. I love it. I just love that you're jumping into it with both feet and just getting back in, yeah. You know, getting into a new group and new people and just going with it. And I love that. I think that's awesome. All right, let's move on. We got the lots to do tonight. The podcast roundup, letting our viewers know what's going on in the geocaching podcasting community. What's coming up this week on Geo Gearheads is episode 195, Project GC.com 3. The developer of Project GC returns to share more about his great tool for geocaching. On the Geo Snippets Reboot podcast tomorrow, wife Amy and I will be discussing things you have to explain to others while geocaching. We've been getting a whole list from other from our viewers and listeners of different situations that they've gone into, to LEOs, to talking to the neighbor, talking to whatever, explaining to your family, explaining to your new girlfriend, all sorts of things that you do to explain about geocaching. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday, with the Geo Snippets Reboot podcast. And finally, folks, if you get get any type of information, fun, a giggle, a little bit of information about it from our show, please consider becoming a patron and a contributing factor to the Geocaching Podcast. We'd greatly appreciate it. All you have to do is go to patreon.com. and look up Geocaching Podcast, or go to our website and click on our Patreon graphic. It'll take you right to the webpage. Throw a couple bucks to us each month. We greatly appreciate it. Literally helps pay all the bills to keep this Geocache podcast going. And we greatly do appreciate it for the people that do. And yeah, if you're considering it, stop on by. The big bills are coming up at the end of the month. All right, Corey. A quick one for in the news. Here we go. The news.
All right, something cool from geocaching.com. There's 6 tips for hosting a GIF weekend event. That's Geocaching International Film Festival. Yep, you heard it right. Instead of having to go to Seattle to go watch these, you can host your very own Geocaching International Film Festival event. It's on its way from November 5th to the 8th. The reel of the 16 finalist films from this year's Geocaching Film Festival will be played in living rooms, community halls, and even movie theaters around the world. We will have details in the show notes. But yeah, it's a great time to plug in your own event. As soon as you get that done and submitted, they will send you a reel. So get that done and get a geocaching film festival event in your area today.
Absolutely. All right.
What do you win in the film festival?
Kudos. I don't think they have prizes. Bragging rights. Especially since this was the last one that they're going to be hosting. They're not doing any more film festivals after this year. And unfortunately,
how many films are there?
Star Wars geocaching parody film in
yes, that never came to fruition. Yes.
What's going on? I mean, how many films are there?
There's 16 finals.
16 this year.
Yep, and they couldn't do it. They wanted to do it during Block Party. It got rained out. And right. And so instead they said, well, why don't we just make this an event? So anybody anywhere on the planet can set up for between November 5th and November 8th, set up an event, and they will send you the files. And you can go through and just host your own little film festival of yourself with other geocachers and just watch all the films.
All 16.
If you like.
They're short films.
Yeah, they're shorts.
Yeah, they're like 4 to 6 hours long each.
Yeah, it's like Lord of the Rings. But no, there's good stuff. I mean, the quality stuff, and a lot of people put a lot of work and effort into it, and why not have it so people are out there and be able to appreciate it. All right, let's move on to the geocaching question of the day. Geocaching question of the day.
Hey cachers, this is Lookout Lisa from Cache Advance, and I'm your host for the geocaching question of the day. Well, Cache Advance is your geocaching hub for all your caching needs, including the Cache Crate, a monthly subscription box of geocaching and outdoor gear. Well, Mondays through Thursdays, we ask our followers on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+ a question about geocaching. We recently asked, do you carry cache repair items or a repair kit with you while out geocaching? Well, after tallying all the answers, we found that 87% of cachers do keep a repair kit handy. So here's what we heard. Joe on Google+ shared, if we plan to go out for a full day, we try to. We usually have some items in the car just in case. Well, JP Carr on Twitter shared, always carry repair kit. Hate leaving damaged cache behind. Well, Dano on Google+ shared, yes, I carry logs, baggies, zip ties, and duct tape. Yeah, good kit. Well, Mona on Facebook shared, yes, all the time. I like to be able to help out other cachers if their cache seems to need some maintenance. I always hope, too, that they'll do the same for our cache, which some have definitely done. I think it's the mark of a responsible cacher. Well, I liked how Paula on Facebook put it. Yes, we always have a bag of geoparts in the car. Well, Cleve, one of our Cache Crate subscribers, shared, I do now that I got this awesome repair kit. Thanks. Well, as Cleve mentioned, we shipped a special black edition of our Dr. B's cash repair kits in this month's Cash Crates. The cash repair kit is the product that I launched Cash Advance with back in 2005 to help cashers with maintenance of their own and others' geocaches. Well, as always, we really enjoyed hearing about cash repair kits, and you can too if you follow us, Cash Advance, on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+, for the geocaching question of the day. Thanks all, and happy caching.
Well, thank you, Lisa. And one final little blurb out there for the Cash Crate. Tomorrow on the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast, we're actually going to be doing the September Cash Crate open boxing live on the show. So you could see all the goodies and all the things that you would get in the September crate to kind of get you in the mood for, hey, what's in October? What's in November? What's in December? And so we're going to be doing an open boxing live on the show tomorrow on the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast. So I can't wait to do that. All right, so tonight, episode 419, the geocaching stump the host quiz. This is going to
25 minutes into the show. We're starting.
Hey, you know, it's how we go. So what we'll do is we'll do a time limit of 20 minutes on this, give or take, and we'll go with this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, we had a lot of stuff to talk about, so that's how yeah, hey, man, we did all the advertisement stuff. Hey, show's over. Thanks. Have a nice day. Bye. Okay, so this is how this is going to work. I am going to be the game master and control said contest here. Scott, Corey, and Chad is going to be the going and pitting themselves against each other in this geocaching knowledge quiz. So this is how this goes. Think of it like Jeopardy. There are going to be seven questions each. So you've got questions worth 100 points that are going to be relatively easy, 200 points that are going to kind of be medium grade, and 300 points that are going to be the harder questions. Now, we're going to randomly choose each question. So in other words, we'll pick a host that'll be randomly chosen. They get a choice of answering the question. If they get it right and they say, I want a question for 100 points, I give you the question. If you get it right, you get the 100 points. If you get it wrong, you go to zero, no matter what your amount is. So that's how the zinger is. You can total your points by choosing the questions and getting them right. The second you get one wrong, you lose it all.
But nobody can steal, right?
Nobody can steal. For the course wrong. And what'll happen is I've got a mark in my very expensive piece of paper here of the different questions, and you'll be able to see which ones you can choose from. Because as they get selected, they'll get marked off.
Okay.
All right? Let's get this going. So I'm going to randomly choose here, and I use my random number generator that we've got here. And the first one goes to Corey. Mr. Corey, which level do you want? 100, 200, or 300?
Oh, let's go with number 2.
200. All righty. So that's been marked off. And the question is, and no help from the peanut gallery, and we want all the people listening to this and watching come along with us. All right. And see if you get your answers right as well. The geocaching logo that originally had four different colors, not including the black, you know, that had four colors that were based into it. There was yellow, green, blue, and what other color?
Yellow, green, blue.
Wow.
I actually know this just because it was the Chicago Geocaching Podcast. We had the four colors in
there. Ah, there you go. The logo. All right, Mr. Corey. Logo,
so I know what
yellow,
it is.
Green,
blue, and
come on. Come
red.
On.
Huh?
Red.
It was orange. Yeah.
Orange.
Look to the look to the top left of his of Andy's head.
That would be orange.
All right.
Hey,
you know what? I started with zero,
and you got it. You are batting. You are batting zero.
All
right, Mr. Chad, you are up next. What would you like, sir?
Let's go for 300, Alex.
All right, 300's gone. He figures same thing. He loses out on this one. No pain, no gain.
Exactly.
All right, four. Oops, that was wrong. Four. All right. out of travel bugs, path tags, and geocoins. Which of these can you keep as swag?
Path tags.
Correct.
Oh, that was
that's
easy.
That's 300, really?
300 points. All right. Random number generator. Anybody goes.
I've been jaded.
All right, Chad, actually it goes to you again.
What?
Yep. It's random number.
Let's go 300 again.
Oh, yeah. See, he's using that strategy.
Random number generator sucks.
Well, you got a choice of 1, 2, and 3. All right, 300 again. Next question. All
what's
right.
Corey's caching name?
Spell it. All right. Who placed the first container from the game called The Great American GPS Stash Hunt?
That would be Dave Ulmer.
Good, correct. Whoa.
Man.
We are up to 600 points. He's biting, going for it.
Okay, don't pick me again.
Nope, actually it goes to Corey. All right, Corey, you got plenty of choices. I'll tell you when you're running low on certain ones that you can do. 100, 200, or 300?
I'm going to go for the 3 because that 200 is rigged.
All right, number 3, next one. Okay. This you better get this one. What's the last stage of a multi-cache called? What is the last...
Smiley.
What is the last? The final stage. There you go, the final. Okay, 300
points.
He's
never done a multi. How would he know that?
Yeah, all the one in Montana, it has all the stages missing, so they can't ever.
All right, okay, Mr. Scott, you're up next.
Hey, I'm right. Unfollowing Scott Burke. Right now.
All right, Scott, you've got up to 4 more 300s to choose from, and anything you want out of 100s and 200s, pretty much.
Give me a 300, man.
All right, we're going to 300. See, those are going to go quick, and then you guys are going to have to fight over the next ones. Yep. All right. Oh, you're going to hate this. If you wanted to be alerted that a new FTF geocache has been published, what geocaching.com service would you use? If you wanted to be alerted that a new FTF geocache had been published, what geocaching.com service would you use?
Well, email alerts. Is that not what you're looking for?
Nope, it's a specific term, and it's a specific service term. So you got a true 300 level here.
Premium member? It's a service?
It's a service.
I have no idea.
It's called
the. I have it.
It's called the Instant Notification Service.
Oh, God.
All right.
I didn't even
That's
know
all right.
That,
so. That was a good one. That was a good one. All right.
We had to put the Daryl glasses on.
Didn't you know it was the Instant Notification Service? It comes out even through the FTF and the PTFD.
Daryl will tell you when it started.
Oh, wait, you get...
It started in 2003.
You get...
Daryl just missed you. That's all.
You get redeemed, Mr. Scott. Your number came up again. So there's 3 300s left.
See that's the Lord saying that question sucks, Scott. Go again. So give me another 300.
All right. Only 2 300s left after this. All right. Okay, you better get this one. What does the acronym PAF stand for?
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend. All right. Right now, just to tell you where we're at, Scott has 300, Corey has 300, Chad has 600.
All right.
All right, let's see what we got next. All right, we've got Corey.
You have
2 300s left and a multitude of 200s and 100s. What do you want?
Let's double or nothing, baby.
Right. You're going for 300.
No, I'm going for 6.
I don't think so. All right. Number 3. Okay, here we go.
That was a shot, I think, Corey.
I believe so. The word geocache means what? The word geocache means what? It's broken into two parts. I'll give you that.
I actually know what it means. I actually know.
Oh, Geo meaning earth and cache meaning something that's hidden.
I'll give him that.
The hidden location on earth is geo means earth. Cache is French for the hidden location or place. Way to go, Corey. Nicely done. Okay, Corey and Chad are both now tied for 600. There is one 300 left.
Wouldn't that be cache, though?
Cache, yes.
Cache.
That's all right. What I call it. Next one goes to Chad. You got one 300?
Let's take out that last 300.
All right, here we go. Last 300.
Go down to zero, watch this guy.
Watch me, the first one I don't know.
See, he doesn't okay. He don't realize that 100 pointers are the hard ones.
This. You're giving away my secrets. This one's a doozy. I'll have to admit, this one's a doozy. The instant notification feature allows geocachers two forms of communication options. The first is to send to a data-enabled phone. What is the second option?
Email.
Email messages sent, data-enabled. Very good. All right. Chad has moved up to 900.
You've learned how much of a nerd Taz is.
He might be able to get the Daryl W. Ford Award for the year. That would be good. all right, Scott, you are up. Wow. You have a plethora of 100 and 200s.
200, please.
All right, 200 it is. And I'll mark that off. Okay. So these should be relatively easy, I would think. The public code of a travel bug always starts with what two letters? The public TB. It is. All right. So that was.
I literally had to think about that for a second.
Yes, the public code for any travel bug starts with TB. Excellent. All right. Next one goes to Corey.
Ah, yes.
What would you like, sir? Plus, all the 100s are open, and you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more left of the 200s.
200.
You have to just assume we're all going 200 until
the I'm thinking. There we are. I think so. All right. Yes. On a geocaching.com geocache page, as a finder, you can save information no one else can see. What is this text area called? Be careful how you answer this.
Look at the panic in his face.
On a geocaching.com geocache page, any page that's out there.
Right, stop looking it up. Stop it.
As a finder, you can save information no one else can see. What is this called?
Add note.
No. Corey is now down to a zip.
For the record, Corey, what? I have no idea what it is either.
Personal cache log.
It's Taz does.
A personal cache note.
Yes, or cache log. Yes, we'd take either.
It's personal cache note. Oh, yeah, everybody knows that.
So just to emphasize the scoring system at the moment, Chad has 900, Scott has 500, Corey has the big goose egg. All right, let's see.
All right. I'm looking that up. I'm actually going there right now.
Who's up?
All right. Actually, Scott is up.
Okay.
All right. 200. We've got three more left after this.
Okay.
All right. If you want to log that you dipped a traveler into a geocache, what type of log would you use? If you want to log that you dipped a traveler into a geocache, what type of log would you use? A note. 200. That puts Scott to 700. Only 200 back behind Chad.
Okay. Honestly, the 200s are harder than the 300s.
That's just how they went on them. Some of them are. Some of them are pretty good.
We get to 100. I'm just saying.
Alphabetically say. All right. Next person is Chad.
Let's go for 100.
100.
You're gonna risk everything for 100.
All right. These.
I want to see if they're actually harder or not.
Okay. First 100 question. The bison tube itself is made of three parts: the top, the bottom, and one key sealing item. What is that item?
Gasket.
Oh.
Or O-ring. is
okay.
I'll give you that.
Well, no, no way.
An O-ring is a gasket.
I'll give it to him.
Wow. All right. Was a 100 question?
That was a 100 question.
Corey, any idea what that was?
An O-ring?
Corey, did you have any idea what that answer was?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I'm sure you did. All right, next one actually goes to Scott.
200, please.
200. We have two more left after this. And round two. Oh, this one, Scott, you're going to cringe.
So that means I'm back at zero.
I looked at this and went, wow, this may be a little more difficult. Okay. What is the formula for determining how many favorite points you may have? What is the formula for determining how many favorite points you may have?
Wait, hold on. You get one for every 10.
Ding, ding, ding. Correct, sir.
Oh. Yes. How many you have to give out? How many you've earned?
Yes, that's the formula they go by. 10 fines for one favorite point earned. All right, score is Chad has 1,000, Scott has 900, Corey, the big void. All right, let's see. Actually, Corey's got the next shot on this. Sir, what would you like?
I'm going to come up from behind. I'm just saying.
Okay, you've got two 200s left and the rest 100s.
So I'm going to go for 300.
I don't think we can do that, sir.
All right. 2.5. All right, 200.
All right, we got one 200 left after this. Let's see.
Can I phone a friend?
No, you may
can
not.
Can I PAF?
No, you can't PAF at all. All right, true or false, is there an attribute to signify that a geocache is placed on the owner's front yard? True or false? Ding, 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 correct.
I actually have that attribute.
Yes, it's called the front yard private residence. Awesome. So yes. Corey is no longer goose egg. He's at 200. Chad at 1,000. Scott at 900.
Eat my dust.
Chad, sir, you have a chance.
Let's go for 200.
Last 200's gone.
I might have pulled away right there unless he loses.
That's it.
Exactly.
All right. Let's see. This is an actual question that we have done where this came from, sir.
This is an actual question.
You're going to tweak an eyebrow on this one, sir.
What did Jeremy Irish eat for lunch today?
No. What's in his pocket? Out of the original co-host of the GeoSnippets Reboot podcast is Dave DeBearmaker. How many letter E's is in Dave DeBearmaker?
Just say 12.
I'm not faking this. This is real. This is an actual question.
Wait, wow. I got to take off my shoes here.
Can I Google it first?
No.
Show us your hands so we know you're not on the keyboard. You got to show your hands.
This is one of his favorite lines, is it's X number of E's and all in the wrong places. So I made a question out of it.
I'm going to say 6.
You are exactly right, sir. Six E's.
That was a guess.
That was 6 E's. Dave DeBearmaker has 6 E's in it.
Man,
holy
I'll tell you what. You are my new hero.
All right.
All I got to say. You know what? I'm taking you on the next, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's it. All right. So far, Chad, 1,200. Scott, 900. Corey, 200. Let's give this a couple minutes left, and we'll finish this up. Because you never know. Somebody might blow a 100-point question. All right. Corey, you are up, sir.
All right.
I think it'll be 100. And your question is, what does CETO stand for?
What's a CETO?
What's CETO? What's Katao?
It's CETO. It's pronounced CETO.
Oh, CETO. Okay, there you go. I know exactly what that is. Cash in and trash out.
There you go. All right, he's up to 400.
Sorry.
Or, I'm sorry, 300. That was 100 point.
Had to Google it.
Had to Google it. all right. Let's see. Scott's up next. Mm-hmm. For 100, we only got four more questions after this. What does the R in GPS R stand for?
Receiver.
Excellent.
Too easy.
He's broken. That's a 100-point question. Now, just to put the screws on here, Chad has 1,200. Scott has 1,000. Corey has 300. We got it. You know, it depends on how the great thing goes here. Scott, yours is up.
Still win.
Ooh, it's up to chance. It's random. It's random numbers that come up here. All right, Scott, for your $100 question. Mm-hmm. If you regularly upkeep a geocache, it is known as geocaching blank. Maintenance. Correct. All right. Scott is at 1,100. One behind. Three questions left. Let me go.
Come on, randomizer. Come on. Right.
Random number generator. Chad.
I'll take geocaching for 100, Alex.
All right. What mechanical instrument in space does a GPS receive its signal from? What mechanical instrument in space does a GPS receive its signal from?
I would have to say a satellite. Ding, ding, ding. What is a satellite?
I don't care if it's in the form of a question, so I'm just saying. 1,300 for Chad, 1,100 for Scott, 300 for Corey. We got two questions left. Two questions left. This goes to Scott.
Oh, there you go.
All right.
The next two.
This is a good one. How many legs does the traditional travel bug icon have?
Holy shit. Really?
How many legs does the traditional travel bug icon have?
It's either 6 or 8, and honestly, I have no idea, so I'm going to go with 8.
No,
it's
no,
4.
The number of E's in the bear maker.
It's 4. Wow. Oh, no.
You're right. It is 4.
Yep.
It's only 4?
It is 4.
I got one right here. Wait, you're right. It's 4.
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
I would have got it wrong, too. Dude.
I would have.
All right. Well, Mr. Chad.
But I remember my question, so.
Okay, we've got one more question left just for the sake of argument.
Give it to Corey. I don't want a chance.
It actually goes to Chad.
Nice. I could win this.
It actually goes to Chad. All right. Here we go.
I'm having technical difficulties.
How do you spell mono-ultramicroscopic silvicolicoliosis?
Here we go. How far apart minimum in feet or are meters? You kidding me?
I get how many legs does the travel
apart in feet or meters exactly can two geocaches be apart?
Are you kidding me?
128 feet or 160 meters.
Oh, 161, but I'll take it with the 528. All right. So, Chad with 1,400, Corey with 300, Scott with Goose Egg. Oh, my God. That was a good game. Congrats, guys. Good stuff.
Legs. We would all would have got it wrong. Who would have thought?
Uh-huh.
You can't call it a bug. It's a quadruped.
That was cool. Yes, that was very cool. That was a good game. Good game. And we hope you find folks had a good time with that, too, because, that's all part of the fun. Good stuff. And you can all cuss at me later. I don't care. It was a lot of fun. All right, good stuff. Any
what
final? Oh, did you? I didn't even tell you this, and you guys are going to be. Should I tell you now? There was a prize.
Uh-huh.
There is an actual prize. And I should have said in the beginning, I didn't even think about it.
What's the prize?
All right. I literally went into the cash stash, and the person would get a choice of, and what they get is a geocoin.
A geocoin? You kidding me?
No, and not just a geocoin, GX Proxy. It's Conquer the Minotaur. Ooh. And this coin... Chad, you get a choice of two different types. Basically, it's a Minotaur Geocoin. So this is a Mackey. This is mm-hmm. Chris Mackey.
Chris Mackey, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a raised Geocoin. It's gorgeous. It has a red background, and you have a choice of either a pewter Minotaur or a bronze.
Let's go with the pewter.
With the pewter. Okay, so that's what we'll go over here. So I should have mentioned in the beginning, but I was so excited about it. So I'll tell you what, we will not let this go down in flames for one time. We'll do this sometime in the next few months and have another one. And you guys can practice up on how many legs are on a travel bug and such.
Daryl would be like, of course there's
only four. Well, of course there's only four. That's how it is. Why didn't you just ask how many lines are split up in between each travel bug?
32 in between each line represents a part of the first 32 caches.
Just in the abdomen alone, there's 32. All right, good stuff. So, yeah, that's congratulations to Chad for that. Good stuff. Any final thoughts besides that? And keep in mind, this is a family show.
Yeah, Taz is a nerd.
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I'm proud of it.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, I think it's time to move on. We'd like to thank you fine folks for subscribing to the Geocaching Podcast. We'd like to thank Lisa from cache-advance.com. We better get out of here before things start getting thrown. I'm just saying. Please be sure to join us each and every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time for another episode of the Geocaching Podcast right here on the Geocaching Podcast website at www.geocachingpodcast.com/live. The video version of our show is available on YouTube, and the audio version is available on our home website, iTunes, Stitcher, and many of your favorite podcatchers. We love hearing from our viewers and listeners, so please visit us through our social media sites or contact us via our voicemail line at 630-31-VOICE. The Geocaching Podcast is a Head Hard Hat production and is produced by Andy Smith, Scott Burks, Corey Stevens, and Chad Courtney. The show is copyright 2015 by Andrew T. Smith. All rights reserved.